I'm Leslie Lloyd. I'm a regional agronomist for Bayer Crop Science. I live in northern Iowa, but my territory is fairly large. I support the Credenz variety in Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. So I get the opportunity to see our genetics over a wide range of environments and compared to a lot of good varieties out there.
Leslie, let's talk about the Credenz technology, commercially available for the first time in 2016. What goes into these Credenz soybeans that has the industry excited?
Yeah, so Bayer talks about smart genetics, and our breeding programs kind of concentrate on that aspect. And smart genetics basically means we are tailoring the varieties to what the grower needs. One of the things growers need right now is versatility or options for weed control. We have resistant weeds in multiple states, and growers need the option of weed control. So Credenz offers that. Currently, we sell Liberty Link soybeans, and we also sell Roundup Ready to Yield. But most of our emphasis is on the Liberty Link. We think that provides the growers an excellent choice for weed control.
And certainly, as growers look for various modes of action to fight against that resistant problem with weeds, to be able to have something that's flexible, especially when we're talking about a large territory like what you have, you're going to have growers that have various needs, various challenges. And so right off the bat, it sounds like the Credenz soybeans give growers a lot of choices, a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely. And while Bayer's new to this soybean business in the upper Midwest, we are not new to the seed business. I have a lot of experience, number one in cotton, number one in canola. So we know that farmers need choices in varieties and in placement, disease resistance. That's another thing where the smart genetics comes in is we target diseases like sudden death syndrome and white mold and offer growers varieties that can handle those issues. So absolutely, growers are faced with a lot of different environments, and we offer a fairly wide lineup and a lot of choices, and we can get the right product on their farm.
Well, let's talk performance, Leslie, and what you saw across your geography in 2016.
That's a great question. You know, if you look at the various platforms out there, you know, growers have a lot of comfort with the varieties that they've been growing for the last several years, and now we've got other choices. And, you know, how do you pick, you know, what yields well on your farm? And I think I would encourage growers to look at the whole picture. Look at university trials, for example. Credenz soybeans are entered in all of the Midwest variety trials. So growers have that to look at. We do a lot of internal testing, of course. We've got that data available to retailers through Credenz retailers. So there's a lot of information out there on yields, but I think it can be boiled down to one statement, and that is right now the platforms are at about parity. In other words, the new platform with Xtend technology, the Liberty Link technology varieties, and the Roundup Ready to Yield, working out to about a dead heat as far as yield. So now it comes down to, can the grower make choices for things like disease resistance and you know, placement in general for their varieties? And I think we've got some excellent choices in the Credenz lineup to do just that.
There were many environmental challenges this year. In Minnesota, there were some extremely wet areas of the state. I know other parts of the corn belt and the soybean belt experienced some dryness. So as you look at some of those weather extremes and how Credenz soybeans performed within those environments, what light can you shed on that?
Yeah, we absolutely learned a lot about our varieties in terms of placement. We learned the products that don't like the wetter natured soils and the ones that can actually excel there. And so this year was great from an agronomist standpoint because we did see the extremes, and that's how we sort things out. Probably the worst case scenario in my line of work is to have everything perfect and you don't learn a lot. So the growers' challenges are opportunities for us. And absolutely, we did learn that some of our varieties are better suited for the more poorly drained ground, and we can advise the customer on that. Others, you may want to avoid that and keep on the better drained ground. So great learning opportunity this year in the upper Midwest.
unavoidable right now, especially talking agronomics with producers, and you don't touch on the finances. Margins are very tight. They continue to be tight. And so as you look at ways in which to remain profitable, ensuring that your yields are going to be high, that goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. It all has to start with yield. And that's why we're pretty proud of our Cravens lineup in the Liberty Link varieties, because we offer quite a few high-yielding products, some versatile products. We have to have the yield. It doesn't do you any good to go to a different platform if you lose bushels, and we don't with the Cravens lineup.
Leslie, anything else that you'd like to talk about, whether it's specific to a state or part of a state or just in general, some of the lessons learned from 2016 and what to look forward to next year?
Well, the main thing for growers is that, Bayer and Cravens, we are a national brand. We support our product. We back our product. We have excellent field sales reps and agronomists out there. And the grower is going to get a lot of support if they choose to plant Cravens on their farm, selling through retail. And that's where they're going to get their information on placement and the whole package of producing a high-yielding soybean crop. We offer a lot of pieces of that puzzle, and we're very happy to be a part of the management of soybeans in the upper Midwest.
What's a good starting point for any grower that's interested in the Cravens technology?
The first step would be find a Cravens retailer, and we have quite a few of them. You can go to our website and find some of those retailers, but chances are the retailer you're doing business with right now is or can refer you to a retailer that is handling Cravens. So that's the starting point. We only sell through retail. And if you do know your local Bayer rep, that's another great place to start. We're known for our crop protection, have excellent crop protection products, but the Bayer reps are now well-versed in selling soybeans and positioning the products.